Let's talk tyres for a minute, or more specifically, the recent trend towards space-saver tyres and the problems they cause car owners. Recently, in the heavy rains, I unfortunately blew a tyre at 40 kilometres an hour in a huge pothole. It was filled with rain and I simply didn't see it. Roadside assistance came. They were excellent. They swapped the tyre for the space-saver spare. It was here that the problem started to become apparent. By definition, space-saver tyres are small and save space. So the flat tyre wouldn't fit into the same area under the boot floor. So where does it go? If I had a boot full of luggage, I would have had absolutely nowhere to put the tyre to drive home. The second issue is that space saver tyres are limited to 80 kilometres an hour. And a long story short, a trip down the freeway in torrential rain at 80 kilometres an hour followed. Space savers are not the best in the wet, and also there is a huge speed differential between myself and trucks that kept approaching fast on my tail. So as a consumer, I say no to space saver tyres, as the only benefit is to manufacturers. A spare tyre is like insurance. You hope you never need it, but when you do, you want the best. I'm Rob Fraser.
For more from the new car world, visit anyauto.com.au today. At anyauto.com.au, you'll find a review of one of the latest new cars to come to the Australian market, the Toyota Yaris Cross. And with Australians seemingly in love with dual cab utes, at anyauto.com.au, you can check out reviews and details on the all-new Nissan Navara and all-new Mazda BT50, as well as the big-selling Toyota Hilux Rogue. All those reviews and so much more, anyauto.com.au.